In times of economic...
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're an exceptional American, well, welcome aboard. A lot of things happening, like I said. Okay, we've got pushback now by the Trump administration. We're going to be talking about that. And, of course, what's going on in Michigan? We have a third dam that has opened up. Gushing water all over the place. 8 feet of water in most places, rising to 9, 10, 11, I don't know how many. I know over here that if the Oroville Dam were to go, which is a likelihood. It's still not fixed, the spillway. It's in a very dangerous and precarious position. It sits right now at about 821 point something feet, which is several feet above the bottom, the base, if you will, of where the spillway gates are. And, of course, the problem with the whole thing is that you look at it, it's dry as a bone right now. But if you were to go to our website, agenda21radio.news, you go all the way down to the bottom, you can actually see the cameras that they use, that they have. And I'm going to go to Oroville Dam camera right now. And again, you know, we had this situation where we almost lost the dam in 2017, right? And who can forget it? Not many people around here can forget it. And again, it's interesting, but they've never have given us a full explanation as to why there's no emergency plan that the public understands about evacuation in the event that this dam would go. Shocking, I know. But I'm looking at the dam right now and the spillway, the top of the spillway cameras, just to kind of let you know. Now, remember, the spillway gates are closed. That's a very important thing to understand. The spillway gates are closed. Yet, the spillway is leaking like a sieve between the plates. You see, the spillway is just not one big long stream or line of concrete. No, it's plates. And there's basically one, two, three, four maybe there's a half, there's a third on each side, but about four and a third of these plates that go the distance across the spillway, all the way down, about 3,000 feet. Wow, it's a long way. And, of course, they do that because, you know, you don't want to have one big solid piece of concrete because, you know, it cracks and all this stuff. So you build it in so you have seams to take away from that. But the problem with the seams is, and the spillway, they're not supposed to leak. In other words, there's not supposed to be any water that comes up from underneath and goes through the seams and spills out onto the deck. That's just not the way it works. And so when the gates are closed, the decks are supposed to be dry. Spillways are dry when there's no water that's supposed to be going over. But you see, the situation in Orville is that they blew up all the hard soil underneath the dam, underneath the spillway, and they caused all the rock to crumble. And so they created a lot of leaks of phreatic water, as it's called, water that bubbles up from the top. So now we have a leaking $2 billion repair job that leaks and it's leaking badly. In fact, you can see the what are called the fine sands that have come through the mud. You know, I know all these guys that fly in airplanes and they've been all these really good things and, oh, the state does this and the state, they got their best in. And of course, we know that's all for crap. And we know that this individual's reportage was all a lie. And he was a shill for the government. Oh, government shills. Yes, those people are around, you know. And they call us, what was the word they used for us? Anyway, but we were right all along. Whatever the word was, we were right all along. The dam is in danger of going again. So they've been keeping the water in check, oddly enough. Shocking. They've been actually dumping out a lot of water before it starts to rise, so there's not going to be excessive pressure. I don't think they want to let this thing go, but you got to keep in mind that Jerry Brown hired Bruce Babbitt, the former Department of Interior Secretary under William Jefferson Clinton. And what did he want to do? Well, his idea was to tear this dam down. It doesn't need to be here. We want the land to go back to its original state. It's called rewilding. For those trolls that are out there, rewilding is a real thing, by the way. I know you've been trolling us and saying, oh, rewilding, and this person, they don't lie. They don't know what they're talking about. Right. You know very much what they're talking about. Anyway, get back to Michigan. Come on. Michigan now has three dams that have gone. Damn it. That's all I got to say. Yeah, it's affecting a lot of lives. But also, what else is going on in Michigan that might, we might want to use the dams as a distraction away from other issues? Oh, shocking. Really? They do such things? Well, if you follow Saul Alinsky, you certainly do these kind of things. And by the way, oh yes, Michigan is a blue state. Absolutely a blue state. Now, you're sitting there going, what is he going? Where is he going? This is what we have going on, ladies and gentlemen. And all of you around the nation, you Californios, remember this. This story is an important one because something is critical. Fraud fears. Trump threatens to hold back funding over, quote, rogue Michigan mail-in voting plan. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me read that to you again. Trump threatens to hold back funding over rogue Michigan mail-in voting plan. I am so shocked. A rogue mail-in voting plan? Trump threatens to hold back funding to states. Oh, I'm sorry. The sub-headline now, when you get dived into the story, it's a different headline. Okay, the tease was about Michigan. No. When you dive deeper into it, this is Ron Blitzer. Ron Blitzer, who's that? He works for Fox News, not CNN. Ron Blitzer. Trump threatens to hold back funding to states over rogue moves on mail-in voting. No, he wouldn't do such a thing, would he? Well, listen, folks, he would, and he could, and he should, and he will. Did you hear that, Gavin? Let's make it very clear he's going to do that. So a state that needs every dime. Listen, I can see this now. You know what's happening right now as we speak? The bureaucrats in Sacramento, they're walking around town looking for pennies on the ground. Pennies on the ground. Now, this is what I think we ought to do, guys. I think what we ought to do is do something rather sinister. Go to Sacramento or go to your state capital. If you're in a blue state and you're dying, they're dying for cash flow. Sprinkle pennies onto the ground. But here's the caveat. When you do that, put super glue on them. So the pennies are glued to the ground, or the quarters or the dimes and nickels or the silver dollars. Don't do that. Don't use a silver dollar. That's way too good for them. But just glue it to the ground. I'm serious. I mean, think about this. I can see the governor going, "We need more cash flow. Go out on the streets and pick up every dime you can find." So here you have these struggling bureaucrats trying to chisel off the dimes off the ground. I can see it now. New way to get cash flow. Extortion isn't working too well, right? Or that we just can't squeeze and bleed the turnip anymore. Right? That's what we have. President Trump is threatening to withhold federal funding from Michigan and Nevada over their decisions to enact widespread mail-in voting in the upcoming election, claiming the moves were done illegally and will lead to shocking voter fraud. We don't have no stinking voter fraud. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. So now voter fraud enters the picture, and Donald Trump is now taking action. Action, action. It's like a, you know, action. I mean, if you know, if pilots can take action, so can the president, right? Yeah, yeah. I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Okay, so this is what we have here. President Trump is threatening to withhold funding from Michigan and Nevada over their decisions to enact widespread mail-in voting in the upcoming election, claiming the moves were done illegally. You know, have you ever thought that maybe that Donald Trump has brought this on everybody? I think this is a clear indicator that he's really kind of he's learned. First you have Russiagate, then you have Stormy Danielgate. Then you have, the impeachment gate. And then now you've got COVID gate. Co-gate, we call it. Cove gate. How about that? No, we'll call it COVID gate. COVID gate's here. Now, I'm telling you, I think they've learned to be nimble in the White House. Okay, what's the next crisis they're going to throw our way? And how can we use it against them? Now you're starting to get into 3D chess area. You go from checkers, Stormy Daniels, right? That was a checkers deal. Come on. The left was playing checkers with him, and he's playing 3D chess. I mean, come on. That was smackdown. And even Russiagate. Look how he's played this one out. Talk about honesty being used against you and advantaged to you. Matt, this is what's happened. This is absolutely what's happened. So now you have now the COVID gate. Well, and of course, how did that really work out for? I got to digress. I'm going to stay in sequence. You had Russiagate, didn't work out well to them because now it's actually coming back to haunt them. I mean, it's really haunting for these people. Next hour, we're going to have Scott Adams on. We're going to cover that whole thing. I'm just setting up my guest. Is what I'm doing. Now, then you had Stormy Daniels. They, you know, that's the chess little. They tried to play chess with the president. But you see, I love the way the fact that he's continuing the game. This is what I mean. They've learned to be nimble and quick, and then they become mobile, agile, and hostile. That's football coach talk right there. Mobile, agile, hostile. That's what Trump has done. They learned to be nimble. Learn to be quick. And then all of a sudden they become mobile, agile, and hostile. It's the fiber. That's, you know, that I do a new show on that, right? Anyway, so now you've got Donald Trump entering into absentee ballot land. I mean, the one tool that has become ubiquitous in the United States. Don't you love that word, ubiquitous? Ernie Friesen, my good friend, always uses that word, ubiquitous. We're at the radio station one day, and we're going to do a commercial together. And I said, Ernie, what the hell are you doing using that word, ubiquitous? He says, that's a big word. But ubiquitous, look it up. So ubiquitous is the word now. We have Donald Trump playing a different game with the Russiagate thing. They thought it was over with. They thought, literally, the left thought, Once the Mueller report comes out, we'll put it out quietly and we'll play Mueller out to be the feeble old man. Have you noticed that Mueller became the feeble old man, stumbling and bumbling during the hearing? I mean, he didn't make much sense. I said that. I don't remember saying that. I don't know. I stumble into walls and, you know, I can't pick my feet up. And, you know, things just don't work the same like they used to. I have parts of me falling off. It's, you know, excuse me while I drool. I said that? No, I didn't say that. What's right here? You said it under oath. No, I retract that statement. I don't remember anything. So Mueller turns feeble on us. Isn't it interesting that you have Biden has really turned feeble? You know, he doesn't want to talk about the hairs on his legs and the kids rubbing up their hands on his legs and stuff. You know, they're playing him out to be the fool on TV, right? Why? Now, listen, guys. Why would they even remotely put some? Listen, I know how to make videotapes. I know how to make shows. I've done over 300 television shows are out there somewhere on various and sundry things. I know how it's done. And I can tell you, I would never put something out that puts me in that kind of a bad light. As this normally, Joe Biden, airplanes, $1 million, Ukraine, and my son, $1.5 billion from China, and Air Force One and Two. And by the way, where's those dead crewmen from Air Force One, Barack Obama? Yeah, all 8 of them. Just thought I'd throw, just stumble and bumble. So you have Obama next to be the stumbler and bumbler. He's not going to remember much either. So you have Mueller. How's that working out? See, I think that what my point is, I think they thought it was over. When Mueller gave his report, okay, we're done with that one. Let's move on to Stormy Daniels. But, you know, when they had Stormy Daniels perking up, then how's that working out for that attorney that represented Stormy Daniels, who's in jail? Oh, no, he's got the COVID problem, so he's out. Avenatti, he's facing 25 years in jail for all the fraud. What a slime ball he was, right? But he was their slime ball, not yours. So then, now we get into the impeachment Ukraine business. That still has to play out. But you don't think that's just gone. I mean, the left thinks it's gone. It's over. It's done. They're moving on to another scandal. And that's why I say they're learning how to be nimble. They're going to say, okay, what's the next scandal that's going to come about? And then how do we channel it? How do we work on it? The next scandal that's coming out is going to be the election. That's a fact. The next scandal is the election. What's surrounding that? Voter fraud. Right now, the current scandal is what? It's the COVID. And how's that being managed? Well, the economy's stupid. And they never thought, I don't think, or maybe they did think that the president was going to invoke the International Economic and Emergency Powers Act. I have to admit, it took us in New California all of about 30 seconds to figure out what the president did. I know it took time. And we, you know, as soon as we heard this, we said, well, wait a minute. What's he doing? Oh, I know. I mean, it took that long for us to figure it out. But over there in Nancy Pelosi land, hey, we're going to get him to trigger. We're going to trigger that bad boy. We're going to say we are triggered. We're going to get him to trigger, pull the trigger, and all of a sudden we're going to roll out Anthony Fauci on him and Burks. And, you know, what's really funny is we outed those guys, Anthony Fauci and all. The whole thing goes this way. When they come up with a crisis, we expose it in the alternative media, and the mainstream media loves to play on it. They thirst upon it. You know, they become more erect about it. And so the problem for them is that we expose them, and all of a sudden, see, they've got another ball game to play. And this is where they think they're going to put this thing away and to bed, and no one's going to remember it, which is exactly what happened in the Mueller. But suddenly, shockingly, Mueller's coming alive. He's alive. He's alive, that Mueller report, because, you know, Flynn's still around. Uh-oh. See, I think they planned it all out for Flynn. There you go. There's some real deep state crap. But, you know, Flynn is still around. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the setup for the election. It all starts with dams. Damnable dams. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. And we're talking about Michigan voter fraud, the crises, and how Trump is so far ahead of everybody else. They don't even see it coming. And, of course, they think things are over. So, a little review for you. They came up with the whole plan for the Russiagate thing. And they thought it was over. They got their butts kicked on that one. But they tried to make the best of it with, you know, Adam Schiff and everything with all the investigations, blah, 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 blah. It didn't work out for them at all, the Russiagate thing. And, of course, then they came up and they had the release of the Mueller report, which proved nothing. That's over with. Stormy Daniels, that's over with. Nothing going on there. They couldn't pull that one off. So we'll move on to the next scandal, which was, of course, the telephone call in the infamous Ukraine gate. I call it Thou Protest Too Much Gate, but Ukraine Gate. And now we've moved on to the next thing. It's the COVID thing. They couldn't get him impeached. They couldn't get him thrown out because of the, you know, the whole Russiagate thing. Stormy Daniels was going nowhere. And now it's all of a sudden COVID virus. We're going to slow down the economy. We're going to destroy the United States of America, all because we hate Donald Trump. But again, it's globalists, and globalists are the ones who destroy this country. Look, guys, this is a war. We're in it. And we're going to win it. And the President of the United States is pulling their chain. See, that's why I say the President and his crew are so nimble and quick. They know how to have a response to the crisis that they've created over there on the left. Crisis, crisis. They've had four crises so far. Russia, Daniels, Ukraine gate, impeachment, and now this one. And you'll notice each one's a bigger crisis. You know, they tried to destroy the bicameral nature of the United States legislature by a hostile takeover by a dictator named Nancy Pelosi in the House by way of this impeachment process. She hijacked impeachment. That did not work out. Now they're hijacking the whole world with the globalists and the people embedded in the system, already the bureaucrats, the swamp people, like Anthony Fauci and Birx, right? Birx is smarter than Fauci, in my opinion. She's figured out Donald Trump. You won't find her being condescending and putting him down too much, which I'm not defending her because she's a globalist and she's part of the problem, and she definitely has helped in the planning of this so-called COVID takeover. And we all know about the history of the COVID virus. It was something that was planned years ago for this moment, and it was supposed to be Hillary Rodham Clinton. See, remember back in 2008 that it was Hillary Clinton was leading by all polls, and this guy named Obama was nowhere, and all of a sudden the DNC said, oh, it's going to be Obama over Clinton. And Clinton was all ticked off. Everybody was all ticked off. Well, we did not understand that it had to be Obama there because he had to be the instrument of their change. And by the time that instrument changed everything, then they would bring in the Queen, Hillary. She would win the 2016 election. Well, how'd that work out for them? Not well. They got outsmarted because guess what? Who went rural? Donald Trump. They got trumped, of course. Now they got trumped in Russia. They got trumped with Daniels. They got trumped in impeachment. Now they're getting trumped here. And they don't even know they're being trumped. Now, that begs the question, is the president setting up traps for them now that he gets it and what they're trying to do all the way across the board? And I say yes, and yes, and yes, and yes on all that. That's exactly what he's doing here. He is setting the trap up for them, and they don't even know it. And, of course, the main thing that they're setting up a trap for, which I think is really important to understand, the main thing is about voter fraud. Because I have said over and 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 over, I know I got you going there, and over, about voter fraud is a problem for the president if he does not address it. So shockingly, there's this emergency now with COVID virus. And of course, the people on the left are thinking, we've got to have this big, huge emergency, this crisis, so we can get money to bail out who? Oh, those blue states, especially California. Because, you know, they're cash flow-wise, they're $85 billion in the red right now. They don't have it. And then they've got their issues in that the taxes are not coming in. That's a whole other hotbed of money that they don't have. $85 billion. That's a lot of billions. A billion is 1,000 million. Ah, you might be getting the drift that this is a lot of money. This is a lot of money, but they're unfunded. Man, you know, the money they have to pay for all the other things, liabilities and, you know, retirement funds and things, is over $2 trillion. Shocking. They're in deep bandini. just on the front of it. And again, the governor Newsom has had to come out in the May revise here just two weeks ago, and admit, it was last week, admit to the fact he doesn't have the money. And he's going to have to slash all the bureaucracies in California. He says 10%, and the real number is greater than 100% to make the budget meet. This is a fact. So now we've got the president doing this. And this is where, again, the warning was loud and clear from New California, from Agenda 21 Radio. You got to get a handle on voter fraud in California, the mail-in ballot business, voter harvesting and all that. So what does he do? Today, shocking story, 1 hour ago, Trump threatens to hold back funding to states over rogue moves on mail-in voting. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I told you, and he's here. President Trump is threatening to withhold federal funding from Michigan and Nevada over their decisions to enact widespread mail-in voting in the upcoming election, claiming the moves are done illegally and will lead to voter fraud. Michigan Secretary of State Jacqueline Benson announced Tuesday that all registered voters in the crucial general election battleground states will be mailed an application to vote by mail in November so they do not have to risk exposure to the coronavirus by going out to the polls. There's no coronavirus issues going on in Michigan and there's none in California. But that's what they're going to do. They're going to use that as an excuse. Trump was not a fan of the decision. Says, breaking, Michigan sends absentee ballots to 7.7 billion people ahead of primaries in the general election. This was done illegally and without authorization by a rogue Secretary of State, Trump tweeted Wednesday morning. I will ask to hold up funding to Michigan if they want to go down this voter fraud path. That's from his tweet this morning, 4:51 a.m. Says Trump later addressed Nevada's decision to have mail-in voters for the June primary election and threatened to withhold funding from them as well. In that state, voters will not even have to request ballots through application forms. Instead, voters will receive ballots in the mail. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
So the Trump machine is on. It says, the president and other GOP leaders have repeatedly railed against expanded balloting by mail, saying it leads to voter fraud. Democrats pushing back on such arguments say that cases of actual voter fraud are limited and claim that Republicans are trying to suppress voter turnout and improve their chances of winning elections. Well, if it means having a fair election, the Republicans will probably win, yes. GOP Chairman Rhoda McDaniel noted Monday that while she remains opposed to states sending ballots out to all voters, sending applications for absentee ballots is one of the mechanisms to ensure that the voter is who they really are. Shocking. Don't you love it when a plan starts to come together? I wonder what else. Let's go to Gateway Pundit. If I find it, I'll bring it up. Where was show prep when you needed it, right? Golly gee whizzigers. I don't know. What in the world does that mean? Okay, I'm going to go to the original source here of the Gateway Pundit and see if we can't get that, the information I'm trying to get. I want to see if there's more follow-up on this particular article because there's other things going on out there, and I'm not going to jump in front of things until I see it in the press, actually. I'm sorry, there's sometimes I don't tell or reveal the whole story because I want to make sure that I got my butt covered. Shocking that I would do such a thing, right? But it's true. This is... Gateway Pundit. Ah, here we go. Gateway Pundit. Your search is over. Here you've got the Gateway Pundit. Sure I do. I do. All I have to do is press the right button is what I have to do. But then sometimes it doesn't... work like you want it to do. So you have to do it by yourself. All right. We'll do it that way, I guess. Gateway Pundit. I had it in the memory, but now it's gone. I know the likely story. Okay, so we have the voter fraud situation going on in California. It's all throughout the United States now. And they're trying to make it completely. Now, remember, it was Nancy Pelosi who wanted to get the $3 trillion bill going through. And what she wanted was this part of it. She wanted to fund more voter absentee ballots coming in. And she wants to set up a whole nationwide voting system. And she wants to federalize. And this is the key word. Understand this. She wants to federalize voting. Now, voting has always been the purview of the states. There is a 10th Amendment. And that's a state's right issue, is voting. But, you know, you can violate civil rights laws and other laws about voting that are federal laws that intertwine. And this is where President Trump is stepping in as he should. Now, I really want him to step into California because we want New California. And we've been pointing out the fact that New California has been doing all kinds of odd things with voting. And, well, of course, they don't have a Republican form of the government. They don't have freedom from invasion. And we don't have freedom from domestic violence. Shocking. Right? Shocking. Nothing on that so far. Nothing coming out. Says, they do show this, though. Susan Rice's email to herself was not created to cover for her and Obama. It was created to cover everyone's backside, but instead it backfired. It backfired because I think this whole thing with Susan Rice and this email that you can hear about, and Scott and I are going to be talking about it in the next hour, you're going to hear about this as the real smoking gun. In fact, it may be a smoking machine gun. Not a gun, a machine gun. A 50 cal, baby. A 50 cal. Anyway, Susan Rice tells CBS Joe Biden's quid pro quo with Ukraine was at the request of Barack Obama. No, come on, come on. Can't believe that. Hey, you know, we were talking about Atwater in the last hour. Illinois Governor Pritzker, Chubby, Chubbs we call him, threatens business owner with a year in prison if they try to reopen. Oh, man, what a dictator he is. All right, we're having way too much fun. I can't find any more to touch base on that, but this is going to be one of these stories that's all going to resonate. Some things never changed. In 1991, nobody understood Joe Biden, and they still don't understand him today. I'm telling you, don't I have something going on there, though? You reduce, Joe Biden to mumble status, and so we did it with Mueller. Is this just a way to get them off the stage and to distract from the real facts? In Mueller, to distract from the real facts, he had no case, so they turned him into a mumbled, jumbled human being, right? And in the case of Joe Biden, because he's so old and senile and fragile, he can't remember anything about those flights on Air Force Two, which was only the 747 Air Force One that the president always uses. But, you know, and then did have all those crew members that are all suddenly dead. From all those flights that Biden was taking over to the Ukraine and Wuhan. Oh, you mean, you know, when they transferred the Wuhan virus from Biden to the Chinese? That one, minor problem, but we'll ask Mumbles. The guy who, did I do that? Is there hair on my legs, really? And do the kids always like to rub the hair on my legs in the pool. He's just a mumbling fool, after all. And his son, Hunter, he's a drug addict, and they threw him out of the military. There's all kinds of things going on there, guys. Yeah. It's the mumbles strategy. It's not going to work. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, so we were looking around for an article that might talk a little bit more about voter fraud, and here it is. It's the one that I was told about last night. Huge scandal. Oregon changes hundreds of Republican ballots to, quote, nonpartisan, denying GOP voters the right to participate in primary. This is the huge one. And they did this in California because they do the motor voter thing out here that every time you go to the DMV, you get changed. You know, you're by default marked a nonpartisan. And, they just take away your party affiliation. Of course, in the case in Oregon, it's a partisan ballot situation. It says Oregon is entirely vote by mail and ballots were sent out in the last week of April and due this Tuesday at 8 p.m. It says many were shocked to open their ballots to find that they were no longer with the party they thought they were with, and they received nonpartisan ballots. As Oregon is a closed primary state, this effectively denies people the right to vote in the party primary that they thought they were registered as. This is only reportedly happening to folks who were registered as, quote, Republicans. This is exactly what I was told last night. It says that the non-affiliated ballots allow the voter to vote for local nonpartisan races such as judges and ballot measures, but they do not get to vote in any of the Republican primary races, which includes two hotly contested congressional races along with several state legislature seats and the Secretary of State. This is a complete setup, as it was explained to me. Completely fraudulent setup that nobody was told about this. And the two Democratic senators, Merkel and Wyden, are at the core of it in Oregon. We need an investigation, a federal investigation into voter fraud. Don't you think? Well, they just didn't tell anybody about this. People were shocked. Right now, people are stunned in Oregon finding out about this. They don't have a party affiliation. It says, one of these emails says here, or not emails, but Twitters, says, my husband and I have been registered Republican forever. We got our ballots and we were changed in nonpartisan. Yeah, this is almost exactly the same story we're hearing in the 2018 election cycle here in California. Almost exactly what we're hearing. Another one goes on, a registered Democrat. Shocking. A registered Democrat saying the same thing. Yeah, yeah. It happens to Democrats, too, and they get just as shocked. And then, you know, what really happens is when the Democrats and Republicans start to figure out they're both getting screwed, they either lay over or they do something else. That something else is what is good for this country, so stand up and deliver. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.